This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to the Warm Up Program. We got new Pearl Jam today, CeeLo. This is a little taste of it here. And you were telling me we got a new Taylor Swift album.
I mean, I'm not a Swiftie, but I happen to see that on my timeline in the middle of the night at like 2 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
She put out some secret double album with tortured poetry that she'd written.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it was initially 15 songs. This double album has 15. There's 30 songs.
Yeah, that's too much. Whew. It's like that Morgan Wallen put out an album a couple years ago.
Never ending.
It was like 31 songs.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Let's pare this down.
Yeah.
Now, you want a years and years, like now I can't get enough of these, like, here's 10 songs Bruce Springsteen didn't put on Born in the USA. I would like to hear those now.
Sure, 10.
But yeah. I need 30 of them back then.
Right. It's too much. Spread it out.
Yeah, spread it out.
Just before we lose track of Pearl Jam, is it a single or a new album?
No, a whole album.
Whole
came
album's out. Okay, very good.
They only have 11 songs on there called Dark Matter. I tried listening to some of it on my ride in. It's a lot, like, I don't know what they're saying.
Well, that's always been the case with any better, no?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just hard. The music's going, he's going, hey, nobody.
I feel like he's pretty much known for, he's one of those singers.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing Pearl Jam fans, don't come at me.
Yeah.
I like Pearl Jam. I'm not trying to, crap on his reputation or anything like that. But I feel like that's one of those guys where you, like, back in the day, you needed the booklet in the front of the CD. Like, some bands would put the full lyrics
in. Yeah, I like that.
But not everyone did. Nowadays, obviously, you can just find it online, which is great.
I used to love the lyrics.
Yeah.
And in Eddie and I's era, when we had to do it with cassette, man, that was some tiny printing sometimes on the cassette. They
right.
even have a fold-out.
It would, like an accordion unfold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had better eyes back then.
Right.
We could read it.
Or a magnifying glass,
yeah. Whatever you wanted to
I was always disappointed when a cassette or a CD came out and it did not include the lyrics.
Or any type of real booklet where it was just like one folder.
That's
like,
it.
What is this?
Right, yeah.
Give me something.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
You still love the liner notes and all
liner
that.
Liner notes, yeah. They were cool.
Was that for records?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they put them in cassettes and CDs as well sometimes. And other times you just get this crap.
Something, the best was you had an album, and if it was an album that opened up, whether or not it was a double album, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
And
as
then
well.
Inside the sleeve that protected the record itself, sometimes that would have stuff on it.
Yeah,
too.
Sometimes that would have lyrics. Yeah.
Big mystery.
And then the double albums that opened up like that, the weed people would divide up their weed in there and make
correct.
It.
Correct.
Here we go with the weed people.
Now, was
people again.
Born to Run one that opened?
It opened, but it was not a double
right,
album.
Right, but That's I know, but point. that was a big getting the seeds out of your weed situation.
The weed people.
Can I ask you something? Did you say weed or the weed people Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of this week with Jerry?
No, I held
You've
it back.
You bookended the week. We did weed big time Monday, and here you are now closing out the week on the warm-up
and
show.
And of course, tomorrow.
Weed again.
Tomorrow is 420.
There you go.
No, tomorrow's 420, the weed people's holiday.
Bradley Beach is going to be one big cloud.
Bradley Beach, how about Knicks Sixers at the Garden?
Yeah, as if people need an excuse 420. They do it every day anyway.
It's a fair point.
It's not as celebrated as it once
exactly.
was. Exactly. Yeah.
But the weed people, they'll be out there.
The weed people.
So I just wanted to give you this interesting thing I saw on Twitter. There's a Twitter handle that I love to follow. It's like TV streaming and ratings and things.
Shocker.
The guy's name is the TV Grim Reaper.
But is that your dummy account or whatever they call it?
I wish I would have thought of something like that. TV Grim Reaper. But he posted, this came from Nielsen, which is the ratings people. So this is legit. This isn't just from the TV Grim Reaper.
It's not hearsay.
It's not hearsay. And he posted to the article and the release from Nielsen. But I just thought it was interesting. I think we think people do a lot more streaming than they do. I don't think it's as, based on these statistics, it doesn't seem as prevalent as I thought was going on.
Is it that we think people do it a lot? Or, well, maybe you did, but to me it's just, it's an alternative option to what was the industry standard.
Yeah, I guess, and this report from Nielsen shows it's part of a day, right? So people are still on broadcast television, people are still on cable, but 38% of people will do some streaming.
So, like, all right, so let me ask it this way, because you just said broadcast TV.
Yeah.
But are we including the, like, live TV streaming services, or is this just, like, you know, Netflix and Disney Plus and Apple TV? So, like, if I'm me being a Fubo guy, I'm still consuming broadcast television.
Yeah, I believe you would be considered on broadcast.
Okay.
Because this thing, the thing I'm looking at for streaming is streaming services that don't have live components.
Okay. So, all right. So then we're eliminating the YouTube lives, the Hulu live, Fubo.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
And all sports, I guess.
Yeah. And sports would be considered broadcast or cable.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So, with 38% of people streaming, of that streaming percentage of people, the most streamed thing on your television is YouTube. Not YouTube, the TV service. Good old YouTube.
Yeah. We do that a lot. My kids are always watching stuff on YouTube through the TV.
Which has almost 10% of people that do streaming has that.
Plus you get, I mean, there's some full-length show. Like people do live shows. I have the McAfee show has a YouTube component. Not the only one, but that's just a prevalent one that comes to mind.
Very prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
And Al, if I'm watching, you know, old Mystery Science Theater shows on YouTube.
You're a YouTube streamer.
If it's just on my iPad, not on the TV.
Yeah, they're actually counting that just on televisions on this one, what Nielsen's doing here in this report. This is just on televisions.
See now, but what, excuse me, what differentiates that? Like, how do they know, hey, it's a TV versus an iPad?
Because the different app, I guess. And the way Nielsen does their ratings, it's what's on your TV screen.
Okay.
So that's what's being reported.
Yeah, I guess I've always wondered how they figured that out.
Yeah, it's not being reported to Nielsen if you're on your iPad.
Because a lot of the TVs now, it's just it's a Wi-Fi signal. Just like you're not hooked up to cable the way you once were.
No, but the app that's being used is a TV app.
All right.
So you got YouTube number one at almost 10%. Behind it is Netflix, 8%. Then it kind of falls off the cliff. Hulu's at 3% of people.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at other things, like Max, which used to be HBO.
How are they surviving?
1.3% of people that stream. This isn't just people. Of the streamers, 1.3% of people are on Max.
Fascinating.
The same amount.
Hold on now. All right.
As on Peacock. So as much as we mock Peacock, it has the same percentage of people as Max does.
So you said, what was the top one?
YouTube top one was 10? YouTube, like 10%.
So how are we getting to 100 here?
Because there's a lot of different things. But
a
lot of
them about this in the breakout.
Are very minuscule. For example, let me just give you this one. All ESPN, 0.13.
What is this, Animal House? 0.0.
No one's watching it on streaming.
That,
my friend, is why ESPN will not go to a streaming-only service.
Okay.
Because no one will see it.
You've made your point.
Thank you.
We've got an Odyssey Sports Minute.
I'm sure you do.
Amy Lawrence.
Is it about streaming?
No, and you have a 0% chance, according to Eddie Scuzzeri.
Well, I'm not going to guess him.
How about... All right.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry.
the superheroes of WFAN.
I got something for you to watch, CeeLo, streaming that's coming up on Netflix. It's a documentary series about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
My
if that
penis
was...
looked oh, bigger.
Yeah, did you?
Come on.
Yeah. They were following the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders last season, and they're going to put that out.
Was that on the show sheet?
It is.
All right, that's
it's at the bottom.
Eddie was ready with those. Okay, very good.
It's at the bottom. Well, a Netflix series goes to the bottom of the
Got
show
it.
Sheet.
That's why I didn't quite get there yet.
Yeah.
All right.
Supposed to be coming out in the summer sometime.
Sounds wonderful.
We used to have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader poster in our garage, which my father must have put up. It was very 1970s. Like, they had feather-backed hair, the girls.
That doesn't shock me.
That my dad would have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Not just your dad, but, you know, a man of that era.
A man of that, a man
in
of his
in his garage. What were you going to say?
A man of his stature in this garage. Putting his, listen, this is my garage. I'll put up this Dallas Cowboy cheerleader
Doing
poster.
Doing manly things, yeah. Working on the car.
Yep.
The he had grease.
A, he had a vice grip out there.
Yeah, there you go. Wood. Chopping some wood. Yeah,
some
absolutely.
Wood there.
Home improvement. Yeah.
The other time I was down visiting my father, he said to me, he goes, you want any of these tools? I'm like, to do what? I don't know how to use
the
these.
The wrong guy to ask.
I mean, I could pretend to be, I guess I grab a hammer. I probably could use a hammer.
Do you have a garage as part of your condo? You
no
just park
garage.
Out in the open?
I have
there?
A parking spot.
Parking
in
spot.
In a lot, yeah.
But nowhere to store tools.
No, I have nowhere to put my tools.
Toolbox?
My basket.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.